On Book Notes this month, it is such a pleasure to welcome the president of the Enoch Pratt Free Library, Heidi Daniel, who took up her position in August of 2017. It's so wonderful to welcome you to WBJC. Thank you for making the time for us.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
So tell me about the new initiative that you have just launched in this last month.
We are very excited to say that we're going to become a fine-free library. After looking at all of the research, we have discovered that there's really no research that shows that there's a correlation between charging overdue fines and returns of material. There is a lot of research that shows that fines tend to be a detriment to getting both customers and materials back. Fines really negatively impact low-income families in particular in terms of their perception of the library. So people feel that they don't want to come into the library because they're afraid of accruing fines and having to pay them. There's one article that showed a mother talking about how she went to the library all the time as a child, but doesn't take her children because it's like another credit card that she has to pay. So if her children have a book out too late, they forget it, something happens, they don't renew it on time, it's another bill for them. A member of my own leadership team was walking through the library and told me the story of a father who was there with his young children, and he went up to the desk and he had a fine on his card and couldn't take out materials for their children. Just the experience of being told, no, you owe us money, we can't let you do this today, is such a negative barrier that it turns people away and they don't come back. The word free is in our name, and we feel really strongly that that's what we should be. So you don't have a fine, but if you don't return your material at some point, we will bill you for it, and we will block you from using us until you bring it back. But as soon as you bring back the materials, you're good to go. So our main thing is we want our items back because we want to be able to loan them to other people, and because that's really where the bigger cost comes in. Our revenue from fines ends up being less than a quarter of 1% of our total revenue. So it's really a small thing for us to give up to get this huge amount of people back in with us. So we hope it's going to be a game changer.
You've been quoted as saying that you see a library as a convener of people. What do you mean by that?
We're one of the few public spaces where everyone can come in to the door and use us and be treated equally. So I come in with my children because we're getting books. There's a baby time happening over here. There's someone on the computer applying for a job. Maybe there's someone who's homeless and experiencing housing issues, and they're getting assistance with filling out the correct forms. Maybe they're talking to one of our social workers. And maybe there's a senior citizen in there learning how to use the computer. And we're all in this space together. And we're being treated equal, we're all doing the same things, and we're in that space. And to me, that's so important because it's not about this is my neighborhood, this is your neighborhood, that's a service you use, it's not a service I use. I mean, we're really unique. We're a service that anyone can use, right? I mean, you can come in and check out a book, you can get a DVD, you can download something, you can attend an early literacy program, you can attend a computer program, a fitness program. So all of these things are happening in our building together. And I think it really removes those boundaries that people tend to naturally create or fall into. So we convene people together and hopefully people learn a little bit about each other and about our city and about life. So I think it's an important role we play.
It's been such a pleasure to speak to Heidi Daniel, the president of the Enoch Pratt Free Library. For anything about the library, you can go on their website, prattlibrary.org. Thank you so very much for coming to talk to us.
Thank you.